Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's show. Live with me tonight is my guest, Beverly O'Reilly. Navy veteran Beverly O'Reilly is known for her dragon romance books, but tonight we'll be talking about her newest military romance series, The Santiago. Book one in this series, A Saint's Salvation, just came out, and book two, A Sailor's Delight, will be out in June. Welcome, Beverly.
Hi, thank you for having me, Deborah.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's a pleasure. It was a pleasure meeting you at the Weekend with the Authors event in Nashville a few weeks ago, and I've been looking forward to our chat tonight.
Oh, me too. I was thrilled when you asked me to come on, and I love meeting the people that I talk to on Facebook in person. It's fun.
It is fun. Now, in your book, in the first chapter of A Saint's Salvation, where Corporal Nicholas Saint Santiago saves Petty Officer Angelina Jones, life is so realistic. He saves her life, and it's so realistic it gave me goosebumps. The grenade which wounds both of them sets up a love story of two wounded veterans, which is a little bit different. How did you come to write this story, and what kind of research did you do to create authenticity like that?
Well, I was in the Navy, though I didn't see combat. I know a lot of veterans. I belong to AMVETS, which is a veterans organization, so I talked to the guys there, and they've been through everything. So research for military using my own background, my husband was in the military, so talking to him, and my son is actually active duty right now. So, you know, I get my information from him, his friends, the people I know. Writing about military life is natural for me just because it, once you join, it's a big part of your life for the rest of your life.
Oh, yes, definitely. All right. Can you tell us about your service in the Navy and how much of what you personally have experienced appears in your book?
Mainly jargon and knowing some of the things that you can and can't do. I absolutely hate reading military books where, oh, I'm getting out of the military because this or this happened, when that doesn't happen in real life. I tried to make it as realistic as possible. And not so much about my experience, but what my son has experienced. You know, but a lot of it, like I said, is just knowing how the military runs. So not a lot of what I had are in these books. A Sailor's Delight, which is coming out June 25th, more so because I was in the Navy, so I know the training they went through, how they treat you, duty, just basic life in the Navy.
All right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the series itself? I think you have three in the series, correct?
Right now, yes. I actually have, obviously, A Saint's Salvation was the first one, and I actually wrote that as a catharsis. My son was in Afghanistan at the time, and it's his personality is my hero in the book. Irreverent, obnoxious. He's a Marine to his toes. The next book, A Sailor's Delight, I base the personality of my family's going to kill me on my nephew. if the boys ever read them, I'm going to be in trouble. But they won't because they're like, ew, romance. So
right.
<I'm> saying, so a Sailor's Delight is a young man that is partying way too hard. He's wasting his life, and his best friend dies. And they blame him. Somebody accuses him, and he has an alibi. Well, the alibi happens to be the young lady who's been in love with him for most of her life, but he's her best friend's big brother. And he ends up, his family's like, enough is enough. You do something with your life or you're out of the house. So he ends up joining the Navy. he doesn't realize it, but and she didn't at first either, but she turned up pregnant and he's gone.
Uh-oh.
And the story goes from there. the third one I'm working on. I'm halfway done with that one. But I'm not sure about the title, because what I have right now is too long. It's Her Savior in Camouflage. It's just too long of a title. It's one of the other cousins, the brother of the gentleman in A Sailor's Delight. And he is in Afghanistan, and he saves a reporter, a videographer that's there with a group that they're at, and she has flashbacks to abuse, former abuse in her life. So he's going to be saving her in more ways than one.
Very good. What interests me about book one is that you have both hero and heroine are wounded, which is a little bit unusual. Can you tell us a little bit more about book one?
That's A Saint's Salvation, and it just seemed, this was when I wrote this book, was when they were first allowing women in combat. And if you've ever paid attention to stuff in the military or know what's going on in the military, even though this was, they were just releasing women to combat, women have been getting injured and wounded all along. They're out there whether the military wanted to acknowledge it or not. They may not be right at the front lines, but they've been there. There's nurses. They've been dying since World War I in the background. So they just don't, the America does not acknowledge that. And people are heroic. They do save other people, you know, not thinking of the cost to themselves. And if you do love someone, this could be, especially in the military, this would be something that you wouldn't think twice. You know, you want to save your fellow soldiers, and to happen to have it be a woman that you're attracted to, it just took off from there. And it had nothing to do with that song. I want a grenade for you.
Well, the other thing that I think people that aren't real familiar with the military, they may not realize, you have a Marine hero and a Navy heroine, is that the forces do work together. And you would have a Navy Corps person there along with a Marine. That's not unusual. So there's always the rivalry between the different forces, you know, but they do work together to make the mission a success. So it's nice to see that, because I think Americans don't always have a clue what's really going on and how things come together to complete a mission over there. So I like to see that. The realistic touches in the story, I was impressed with those.
Thank
you. And looking forward to your next book. And you say it's coming out June 25th?
June 25th, yes.
Yes, okay. And so we need to have your website so we know where to find you and where to be watching for your release.
Okay. My website is www.beverlyovalle.com, which is my name. also, all my new releases come out on Amazon also.
Very good. And where can readers find you in person next? I know we were just up in Nashville. Do you have any other events coming up soon?
I actually have like 7 this year. I have a book signing in New Glarus, Wisconsin. I'm also doing a book signing on June 25th where in my hometown in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. I've arranged groups of authors for 3 different times over the summer. So June 25th, July 23rd, and August 27th, I'll be in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. August 13th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin at a Badger State author event. And in October, I will be at the Mall of America, which is fun, even just besides the book get-together, at Midwest Book Lovers Unite at the Mall of America. It's at the Radisson Blue Motel, and it is a lot of fun. I attended it last year. It's 3 days of it's like kind of like a weekend with the authors. It's fun. You get to meet readers. You interact with other authors. And on your downtime, you get to stroll the mall and shop. What could be better? And then in November, I also have another signing up in northern Wisconsin.
Very nice. You're a busy lady. You're a busy lady tonight, too. I understand you have a Facebook party you're at tonight.
Yep, I just ended my session on there.
Okay, all right. Very good, very good. I was curious, do you listen to music when you write? Is there a particular song that you connect with this book or with this series?
When I write, I don't listen to music. It distracts me. I bounce around way too much. I love to dance, so I do it behind closed doors. But I do get inspired by music. This series, no. Some of my other series, some of the stories I'm working on, a song will just hit me and my brain just goes.
All right. Do you have more than 3 books planned, or do you think you'll stop with 3 and make it a trilogy?
No, I actually think it's going to go to 4. In this book, A Sailor's Delight, that's coming out, the best friend of the heroine, which is the sister of 2 of the heroes of the other books, is just begging for her own story. I'm not sure how it's going, but she's mouthy, she's always in trouble, but she's got a heart of gold, and I'm thinking, this girl is going to write her own book.
Sounds good, sounds good. All right. Well, we're starting to get toward the end of our time, and I want to thank you for visiting and chatting with me about your books, and I hope you will come back and visit again when you have some more new books out. And so if there's anything else you'd like to tell us before you go, now's the time.
All right. Well, I thank you all. Give my books a chance. I also have other military romances on my website, or you can find me at Amazon. And my books are all available at ebook retailers. I've got them out, because I have a lot of readers that like Kobo, so I made sure that my books would be out there also. And they're in all formats, for the Nook, for the Kindle, if you read on a tablet.
Very good, very good. Oh, now the Facebook party you were in, it's completed for the evening, right? So there's nothing left to go to, right?
Well, no, the Facebook party is still going. It's still going. It's a Facebook party for Howl Sassy, for Tamara Hoffa. She has a brand new release out today. It's a werewolf shifter book.
Okay, so we can go and find your post in that party if we're on Facebook tonight. All right.
Well, yes.
Thank you so much, Beverly, and it's time to say goodnight, and I thank you for visiting the show. I hope you come back again.
All right. Thank you, Deborah.
Good night, everyone. I'll see you next week on Book Lights.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.